Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Yeah, it is, baby.
How's your allergies, man?
Man, so...
You are hurting over
so
there.
So I went to the driving range at the golf course today. They had aerated the greens. They had, like, some seed stuff done.
Oh, no.
They had watered it, and it was a little windy, and I'm like, oh, my God. And then I think... My mask, which is another one of my masks that I find. I find masks in my golf bag. You know what else I found there? I found a bunch of peanuts. I have no idea how a bag of peanuts got in there. A big, giant bag. No idea.
So you got your mask, and the mask smells of, like, grass
and
all that?
Yeah, I think it's causing me to have an allergy.
You know what I said? Becky Lynn, I said earlier today, my mask smells like dog food.
Yeah.
I don't have a dog. I don't have a dog.
First, you thought you were having a stroke.
I thought I was having a stroke, and then we looked it up, and that's just if you smell burnt toast. Yeah. I'm like, I smell dog food in this mask. I don't know why.
Wait a minute. If you smell burnt toast
you're
in
having
your mask, you're having
a stroke. Well, not in a mask, but
I'm just in general. If you smell burnt, I've never heard that before.
Well, there you go. Well, hypochondriac right here.
I was going to say, if anyone, the walking encyclopedia of side effects
of
and
bad
symptoms.
Things that can happen to
yes.
you. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. All right, it is time to rock the news. These are news stories that rock. We put them with our favorite classic rock.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Five. Oh. Little AC/DC to get started.
Right.
Well, Chad, I think we have to start with what is happening with the vote count, the madhouse on McDowell, the cyber ninjas. This story is the story of all stories since we started talking about the audit or the fraudit or whatever you want to call
it. Fraud.
All right. So, just to take you back a little bit, something named John Brakey, who is the director of Audit USA, said this.
What they're looking for is folds and pieces of paper because there's a guy who came out and said certain things.
Yes, a guy came out and said certain things, so we decided to get 2.1 million ballots and count them for Maricopa County. Now, this same John Brakey guy breaks this.
There's accusations that 40,000 ballots were flown in.
To Arizona?
Into Arizona, and it was stuffed into the box, okay?
I don't know what box.
And it came from the southeast part of the world.
Okay.
Asia, okay. And what they're doing is to find out if there's bamboo in the paper.
Okay. So there you go, Chad. 40,000 ballots flown in. They're not regular ballots. They're from Southeast Asia. And they found that because...
What they're looking for is folds and pieces of paper because there's a guy who came out and said certain things.
Okay.
Not just a guy.
We found the guy.
I mean, you act like... First of all, he's an accomplished author. He's written The Commander's Lost Treasures, How to Cut Your Arm Off and Eat Your Dog.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. On top of that, he's a, well, wasn't very good, apparently. Wasn't very good treasure hunter, because he couldn't find any treasure.
He's a treasure.
He looked for the Ark for years.
Hunter.
Yeah. See, I told you he was Indiana Jones. He was looking for the Ark.
He's a treasure hunter, and he's now fondling your ballots. His name is, Giovanni Pulitzer.
No.
Yovan Pulitzer.
All the secrets I've learned over 20 years of being a professional treasure hunter around the globe.
Great. We have hired a somewhat professional treasure hunter.
Do you guys want to know something insane? If you
go
think
ahead,
this
pile
is insane,
it on, man.
Okay. Now, I want everybody to look. Everybody look up here. This is insane. He created the QCAT. This was a cat-shaped device that, when connected to the computer, allowed users to scan barcodes on ads that would bring up the website where you could purchase the advertiser. Do you know how much money he raised for that?
For this invention?
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, being called one of the worst gadgets of all time?
Yeah.
Take
a wild guess.
How much he raised, like through a GoFundMe?
No, it wasn't GoFundMe. This was venture capital.
$8.
$185
million.
I was close. I was a little over. I was going to say like 25.
PC Magazine called it one of the worst tech products of all time.
And we've hired him right here.
Yeah.
We've hired a guy who had one of the worst gadgets of all time. He's a former professional treasure hunter. He is also seen on the History Channel, because every time I go past the History Channel, I see one thing and one thing only, and maybe it's just me. Curse of Oak Island. It's on all the time. All right. So this guy Giovanni Pulitzer is saying
China ballots.
The ballots that 40,000 of these that came here are from China, and they're made of bamboo.
Now, let's say there was an influx of China ballots. China does not have the tree and lumber population we have. They use bamboo, and they do use wood pulps. They use bamboo in their paper, and they use about 27 different mixes of grasses.
So interesting. Can you continue?
It gets better. Okay, you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
This is how he described himself. I'm somewhat of a recluse genius.
Okay.
It gets better, guys. It gets better. With the technical know-how of Bill Gates, the daring of Richard Branson, and the marketing genius of Sam Walton, mixed with a touch of Ted Turner and the media hype that surrounds Donald Trump.
Well, I feel a lot better that my ballot's in a safe place.
Yeah.
Goodness. Oh, so here's the latest conspiracy theory.
Coca-Cola,
right?
And Radio Shack gave him money.
Well, that's
for the cat kind of, thing.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
We've got bamboo laced China ballots that were dropped here on election night in Arizona. So let me just ask a serious question for the most ridiculous conversation that we've had yet about this audit fraud. What happened to the 40,000 China ballots when they got here? Did people who are Democrats find them, and did they fill them out, and that's 40,000 votes for Joe Biden, and that's how he won the election? Is that what they're claiming in this conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
I think what they're saying is these 40,000 came in here, and they stole the election from only Donald Trump. Because if that really did happen, everybody who won, if you won by less than, you know, let's say you won by like 10,000 or whatever, you could question it, couldn't you?
Do we have one of these ballots that we could look at?
No. And the reason was, 4 hours later, panda bears flew in.
Oh, jeez.
And they were supposed to be sniffing them out. One of them showed up here today to visit Mike Broomhead.
Saw that picture on Twitter.
They ate all the ballots because they're like, did somebody say you guys had bamboo? He is spectacular.
Gosh,
I'm looking at some of his stuff. Is amazing.
I personally love the picture that he took with Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, goodness me. Some of the other stuff he claims to do.
Mm-hmm.
He conceived and assisted in launching and shoring up careers of Susan Powder, Tony Little, Richard Simmons. This guy's amazing.
He really is.
He is.
So we've got the head of the Cyber Ninjas, yep. Doug Logan, who is a conspiracy.
Who's a pal with this guy?
A conspiracy theorist, right? The liaison to the Arizona Republican Party, Ken Bennett, is an Obama birther. We've got a former Arizona legislator who was actually on the ballot, lost, and now he's counting ballots. Oh, that's right. He was also at the insurrection on January 6th. And now we've invited, well, let's just say it, a former professional treasure hunter.
When they call him a failed inventor, let's be real. All inventors fail. I mean, you know, Edison probably failed more than anybody else. But he got $185 million to fail. That is spectacular.
But this guy
thinks...
That's
a win right there.
But this guy thinks we've got ballots from China that were made of bamboo.
China ballots.
All right, I'm done. All right.
China.
That is Rock the News. News stories that rock with our favorite classic rock. Amazing.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking.
Oh, yeah.
With Joe Spivey.
So, for those of you guys who don't know, that's the great Alan Sherman there.
Poison.
Camp. It's getting time for camp season, right?
Leonard Skinner.
Have you guys ever been to a camp? A summer camp?
Last night after
it's different now, kids, because you go outside and everybody's got to wear masks and all kinds of stuff. But the kids, people are not quite sure what to do with the kids. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of stuff that kids can and can't do apparently. And Dr. Fauci is of course, very excited about the fact that he gets to tell kids that you guys basically need to stay in a pod of two, hide under leaves, don't talk to each other, breathe, and if you go outside, triple mask, and if you go inside, quadruple mask.
Try not to breathe.
The CDC guidelines right now for kids in summer camp say masks must be worn at all times, even outdoors, by everyone, including vaccinated adults and children as young as 2 years old, and campers should stay 3 feet apart, even outdoors. Are these CDC guidelines excessive?
You know, I wouldn't call them excessive, but they certainly are conservative. And I think what you're going to start to see is really in real time, continually reevaluating that for its practicality.
Yeah, no, stupid, dumb, ridiculous. It's not just him. CDC Director Rachel Walensky. Let's talk about some of these. Do you think they're good or bad?
We saw last summer that there were outbreaks in summer camps and that kids had to go home. They had to not attend these summer camps. We're trying to make it possible for these kids to be able to have as normal of a summer as possible. If people are playing tennis and they're far away, we can say that their masks can come off. But if they're crowded on a soccer field, they're on top of each other, they're heavily breathing, we don't really think that's a good idea right now. These are kids who likely will not be vaccinated.
You know, playing tennis, remember when we did that story a year ago? Mm-hmm. If you were playing tennis during a pandemic, you're not allowed to touch each other's balls.
Yeah.
You had to have your own ball. Wait.
That's right. So,
what
if
was
you,
it again? It was an actual
let's
wall.
Let's say I serve and
you serve
win,
to me.
I win. And
you serve to me.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not supposed to pick up that ball.
I leave the ball there.
And that's the only ball I use.
That
you
is
use your own ball.
That is
we
your ball.
We can hit it with the rack, but not touch it with the hands.
Yes.
Because insanity.
Right. I touch my ball, you touch your ball, that's it.
Hey, Jimmy, do you want to go to camp this year? So you're going to go to a place where you have to wear your mask 24/7.
And if you play tennis,
yeah.
Well, we know.
And when you go outside to sing camp songs, you have to wear your mask. And when you go for a hike, you have to wear a mask. And when you go to sleep, you should probably wear your mask. And or you could stay here with me all year and we could swim in the pool and have fun.
Where do they sleep if you're at camp?
Well, that's the other thing. They're trying to. The other thing they've suggested is you pod up. So you go to. One of the things about going to camp is you get to hang out with people you've never met before.
Right.
Well, they want to put you in pods of four or eight, and those are the only people you're supposed to spend any time with.
That's what they're doing in schools.
That is the dumbest thing in the world.
Each classroom can play. Like, if you have four second grade classrooms, you can't play with other second graders that are not in your classroom.
Have fun, kids.
That's summer camp.
That is not summer camp. That is
that
awful.
Sounds like fun.
And Dr. Fauci saying, I think it's kind of conservative.
Well, I think we've learned something today about masks. My mask smells like dog food for a reason.
Mine gives me allergies.
And yours smells like grass.
According to MIT, it doesn't really work. But that's okay, because let's keep doing it. And we're also going to bathe all of you in Purell.
Oh, by the way, that was grass. I know Chad interrupted me a little bit. It may have sounded like another word, but it wasn't that word.
And if you were offended by that word, you need help.
Yeah, it was grass with a G and an R.
Oh.
Okay. And then the other marijuana? That would be bad. Okay. Coming up next.
Coming up.
Well, they don't want a vaccine, but they want a vaccine card. We'll discuss it on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
With the award-winning Becky Lynn.
Yes, Becky Lynn is, what would you call this award?
It's
a major award.
It is a major.
It's a major award.
She won it. Yeah, she won a major award.
Was it Fragile?
Where is my leg lamp?
Fragile.
But it's a major award. I won it.
Oh. Becky Lynn, the award-winning Edward R. Murrow award-winning, along with our KTAR news team.
Yes.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
For Arizona's evening news at 6, tune in.
Right, well, there's the plug.
There you go.
There you go.
Now she's, you know, now she's got a big head. Because, I mean, you want to talk about the ego in the room, not me and you. I mean, it's Becky Lynn.
Oh, yes. I'm not in the room, but that's
well, that's how big your ego is.
You're close. Well, you have your own room.
It started to come in here, leaking in.
Are you finding that this is going to happen, that people are going to buy fake vaccination cards so they can travel?
Why not? People are trying to buy fake everything.
So as a California bar owner, he got busted for selling fake COVID-19 vaccination cards. Okay. Is that like identity theft? Can we put it under that? Or, I mean, and here's the other thing. Like, you know, it used to be a fake ID. By the way, I was awesome at that. 18, I learned it in college. First day there. That's what I learned at Syracuse University.
Solid university.
Yeah. I'm 51, I think, in South Carolina, just to let you, know.
When were you in South Carolina?
That's when my license was.
Oh, that, well, look at you.
47, but I'm 51 in South Carolina.
Love that.
So so you got people that are, they don't want to get the vaccine. They just want a fake card. Is there going to be like a law that has to come out that says, hey, that's a fake ID. You're using somebody else's, you know, identity. Are we going to have to come up with something like that? Because I actually am wondering, are people really who don't want to get the vaccine, are they really buying those cards?
I don't think anybody is right now. What I think somebody's trying to do is somebody's trying to sell them more than people buying them.
Because I would hope that people
have you ever been asked for your vaccine ID card?
Have I been ever asked for it? No.
There you go.
Mm-mm.
No.
I make sure people bring it to my house and I say, listen, you're not getting in unless I see it.
No, but nobody, I've not been asked. I don't think, have you guys ever been asked? Anybody been asked for it?
Anybody?
Nobody?
Nope. I don't think it's like identity theft. I think it's more like stolen valor, right? Kind of like if you pretend to be a soldier or something.
Huh. That's not good.
Well, I think it's, they're probably it's probably going to have something to do with the medical world.
Yeah,
like get that mention some serious.
If you want to go on a cruise, right? Most of these cruises are saying, everybody who gets on the cruise ship has to be vaccinated. You think some dope is going to show up there with a fake card because they're going to have to figure out a way to give you a card like your license plate that you get at the MVD that's official. I mean, they're going to have to figure that out. It can't just be the one that you got at Walgreens when you walked in and somebody signed it.
That's what I think that people are probably going to get. Nobody's going to give you a special, because we're going to be out of this thing sooner rather than later, and then we're going to have what? We're not going to be carrying these things on us. This is ridiculous. This is insane. I think somebody was trying to go, I'll make a buck off this, right? Like somebody already did the QCAT, right? So I can't do that. So I'm going to have to go and do the vaccine thing. And he probably, like usual, somebody's an idiot. And spoke, hey, man, Jim can sell us a vaccine card, even though nobody's ever asked us for one. We totally should get in on this. And then somebody found out, and then he got popped.
Someone might make a lot of money. This California bar owner who's trying to sell this stuff, I know he got busted. But how much do you think it costs? How much do you think a phony pandemic passport would go for? I've got it right here. What do you think it goes for?
It's not a passport. We don't,
I know. You know what I mean. What do you think the
couple
fake
hundred
one?
Bucks?
$20.
$20.
I'll buy one for
$20.
Good. Yeah, why
yeah,
not,
my daughter's
right?
making them. She's three.
It's awesome.
Hey, look, you really want something like this, and it's not a 14-year-old who's working on his computer with his digital super, flat. He's got all the flash drives. He's got everything because he can run around. He's got his thing, his Clorox thing that he could bleach it if the cops come. He's got all of this, the 3D silly printer. If it's not that guy and it's some dude at a bar named Elmo, run.
Mm. Coming up next, what would you like to talk about next? We've got so much stuff.
I know you're
doing research.
Oh,
on the treasure hunter that the cyber ninjas have hired to help look at your ballot.
Yeah.
And these ballots apparently came from China. I know you're working on that, but what else you got?
I got so much stuff. We talk a lot. We talk a little bit about the crazy hockey fight last night, which was amazing. If you guys have never seen it, it was incredible.
Awesome.
It was a throwback to the 80s. We could talk a little bit about teachers. Mm. Should teachers get fined for teaching something? I think it's very interesting, and the answer will surprise you. That's what we do here. We surprise. We give out awards to people, and we surprise them. It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
And she did win.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
That is right. Happy birthday. George Clooney turned 60 years young.
No, he did not.
60 years young. From you take the good, you take the bad.
He was on Facts of Life.
The Facts of Life. The Facts of Life.
Yeah. Is that where he first got his start?
He did some other little stuff, but that's where he really came into it. And then, of course,
ER.
He was on a comedy show that was like ER, before ER. And then from there is when he became the heartthrob on ER.
ER gave me heart palpitations. That was an intense show, man.
Yeah.
And every time someone would go in there and they'd have something wrong with them, then an hour later, I thought I started feeling those symptoms, and I had to stop watching.
Yeah, I don't think you should.
Not good. Yeah. It was a bad thing.
All I know is there was a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that made me think, I don't know if I really want to hang out in the hospital where people aren't paying attention because they're too busy being romantic.
Exactly. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So he's on The Facts of Life. Of course, he was on Roseanne.
Oh, that's right.
He did an episode or two of Golden Girls. Let's not forget, he was also in The Return of the Killer Tomato.
I did not see that.
Sunset Beat. That was awful.
It was ER that really made him.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's a question for you.
Let's do it.
All right. Should teachers get fined $5,000 if they violate a law?
No. So it depends what kind of law it is.
I guess I should be a little bit more.
I kind of know, but it's like, well, if you violate a real law.
Right, yeah, yeah. Arizona House of Representatives. So they passed this bill, and to me it looks like it's designed to muzzle teachers. And the vote was along party lines. You had Republicans 31, you had Democrats 29, and this SB, whatever it is. It is the way that I see it is it prohibits educators and teachers from discussing controversial issues. So how do you teach history? How do you teach a controversial issue without getting fined $5,000? And by the way, these dopes at the legislature, this is all done to intimidate teachers. This is all their butt hurt from, you know, Red for Ed and maybe the teachers. Embarrassing them, but they deserve to be embarrassed because, by the way, many years ago, the legislators stole a bunch of money from the teachers and used it for something else. I find it amazing that a group of people would want to fine teachers, by the way, who we don't pay here in the state of Arizona very much, but we want to take $5,000 away from them. You're insane.
Yeah. I mean, that's not going to happen. Here's the thing. What people are worried about, and some of this stuff feels very indoctrination to me. Some of the stuff that is going on in schools is like, you know, and I've talked about it with my little brothers and my son, where they're learning stuff that has nothing to do with the basics of getting to the point where they're starting to advance. They're spending hours on essentially woke history.
California.
Yeah, California. But it's happening across the country. And it is, you know, the critical race theory and a lot of other things. We should teach history, but we don't. First of all, we don't spend a lot of time on anything in history, right? We don't. Like, how much did you learn about the World War II? Very little. We're going to do a chapter on World War II, and then you skim through it. And so it's not like I don't think we need hours of all white people are bad. We want to talk about, and that's the funny thing about some of these things, and I'm not quite sure, because I know they went after Broomhead pretty hard, because he played some of the stuff that, you know, there was a video that was a training video, and some of that stuff in there, you just shake your head. I'd be like, my kid's not going to participate in some of this, but it's ridiculous to think that you're going to find a teacher for that. That's the, first of all, how do you find a teacher? Now, if a teacher's going off the curriculum and deciding to do whatever they do, and they were going to bring their politics and everything in there to the point where, no, that's ridiculous, and you have a talk with the teacher. But if it's an assigned curriculum that came from the district, shouldn't you find the district?
Yeah, I mean, there are teachers out there that will bring their politics in, and, you know, we've talked about that. What your son has gone through, and we've talked about it, that's a more of a California thing.
It's not. It's more of a nationwide thing.
I don't think it's an Arizona thing.
Not yet, but that's what they're pushing here in some of this stuff. They're pushing towards a lot of that. We should learn about everything that we possibly can to a certain extent. You're going to adjust it for age, but why shouldn't we learn about it all? Because we're not going to show all of it. And a lot of this is more about how bad America was And
but
yeah,
America did a lot of wrong things that we need to teach.
And we did, but we won't talk about the good things we did.
We should.
No, but we won't.
But that's, we should.
But we're not going to.
But it's not all. It's history. It's fact.
But it's not history and facts. It is a certain history in a way that they want to set it up where rather than teach the entire thing, we're going to teach a specific thing aimed at a group of kids who, hey, you know what? Everything in the world's your kind of your fault right now. And I think that's very frustrating for a lot of parents.
I'm waiting to see what the governor says about this, finding teachers. My guess is he's not going to like it. But I've been wrong with the governor before, too.